So, I've been talking about COVID-19 since, well, because I'm a media person from the get-go. I've read all about it, urged my family to stay safe and stay home, flatten the curve, which they've both done. My wife and my son, who share the house with me, both tested positive for COVID-19. I have tested negative. I cannot explain to you how this is and why this is. I can tell you a couple of quick things. My son has not left the house, literally, for the last 2 months. He's only left the house 3 times in the last 4.5 months, and that's 2 of them were to go get COVID checks. My wife is the kind of person that sanitizes the groceries twice before they come into the house and then before they go into the fridge or pantry. We have worn masks since the day one. We have not broken the curfew. We have not run off to see relatives. We have not been discoing. We have not been doing our Zoll NDZ. We have not been doing anything crazy. And yet, we don't know how, 2 of the 3 of us in this household have contracted COVID-19. My wife and son are mercifully on the road to repair. However, this opportunistic virus has given me an opportunity to study what this little thing does. And it tried every part of my wife and son's body to try and get in, find a weak point. That's the thing. It's looking for comorbidities. If you do have underlying issues, I urge you to please take this really seriously and stay indoors, flatten the curve, and try not to see anyone. I also suspect that this is airborne a lot more than the WHO and other parties are perhaps letting on. Nonetheless, living with COVID, here we are. I said that a couple of weeks ago when I was doing the show. We're living in the time of COVID-19. Huh? Wow. Glad to be here with you, here on East Coast Gold.
East Coast Gold. Classic hits from the 60s, 70s, and 80s.